All right, so I guess we'll come back and discuss those quantities in a little bit. So now let's quickly discuss the other rather abstract object, which is, if you like, template is the abstraction of the problem, processes in HBF are the abstraction of computers. So you can, so in some sense, you could take the approach in HBF is you always map into the physical machine. But an alternative approach is to set up abstract processes which you map into, and then you can map the abstract processes into real machines. The advantage of doing that is you can set up your HBF program with the right structure, because if you take the two-dimensional Laplace equation, we know that the natural set of processes to map that onto is a two-dimensional grid of processes, because that's the natural mapping. And so it would be very reasonable for such a problem to set up an abstract processor grid which was a two-dimensional grid. Actually, this could have even some reality in that suppose I set up an abstract processor grid for, say, my, let's say it's a 4x4 for that Laplace example. If I ran that on say, four real processors, I could actually implement that as 16 separate threads with four threads per processor. So I could actually say these abstract processors map the physical processes, and I'll have more than one physical process per processor. So, and that's actually a very natural thing to do. And it's certainly a reasonable way for HBF to implement the processor's directive. So you can view processors could be viewed not just as abstract, but as the real processes, which processes then get mapped in a final step onto the final processors. So there is a processor's directive which defaults actually to a single processor sequential, but otherwise is basically an array syntax. Of course,